Okay. I'm going to give you 10 steps to design your own website. Number one, you've got to register a domain name. Beware, not all registration sites are honest. If you're Canadian, you can use the Canadian Internet Registration Authority. That's http://www.cira.ca. And that's where all the registrars basically go to register anyway in Canada. Some unscrupulous registrars tempt you with very low price packages that include everything. Domain, hosting, unlimited email, an online web building tool that's more restrictive than it is easy. You can find after a while, it takes just as long to learn that as to learn the basic HTML. So, you know, don't be tempted. If you're not satisfied with their services, you can kiss your domain goodbye. They won't let you move it because they want to trap you in their services. You keep paying them yearly, right? So that's why I say most of them, a lot of them are very dishonest. Okay, number two, you need to find someone to host your website. The prices vary, but the average about $10 to $15 per month and up. It's better to pay for a year because then you get a discount. You can pay between $105 and $215 a year. And, you know, that's for a good chunk of space and bandwidth. Prices vary widely, so check the reference. I have used the same hosting company for the last 12 years, no problem. Number three, you need an FTP file transfer protocol. That's what FTP stands for. Client or program to upload your files from your computer. You must learn how to use it proficiently. I use IP switch WS FTP Pro 12. It is an excellent program, and web designers use it almost, I would say, probably about 85-90%. Number four, you do not need a high quality, professional looking website. Start with the basics and build from there. Number five, learn the basics of HTML. Nothing fancy. You just need to make a simple page. Go to sites such as www.w3schools.com/default.asp. or www.quacket, that's quacket.com, and that'll tell you everything you need to know. Number six, you must have someone teach you the basic principles of how a server functions, naming conventions, what 8.3 means, all lowercase for Unix servers. And I suggest you do everything in lowercase and you won't have any problems. Okay. Number seven, you do not need anything more than a simple text editor, Notepad in Windows, to make your web page. You must save two files for each web page, one with the extension .html. That's the one you load in the browser and it displays. And one with the extension .txt. That's a plain text. That's just plain text. That's all that means. It's got to have no markup like Word document or everything. Just a plain text edit, like Notepad. The .txt is the one you edit to make changes. You always save the text file first with the updates you have made. Then the HTML file, which your web browser displays. Okay, number 8. Design your website locally on your computer until you are happy with the result. That locally means on your machine. Rather than utilizing a template hosting company's web builder and this and that, don't bother with that. Because it'll only get you in trouble after a while and it'll restrict you and you won't be happy. Okay, number 9. The browser always loads the file, or the server always serves the file named index.html from the root directory, unless the server is configured to do otherwise. So name your home page, the first page you want to load, index.html, all lowercase. That'll be the first page that loads when you type in your domain name. Number 10, upload your pages with your FTP client and check them to make sure everything works on the browser. That's it. You're live and you're running. You made your first website. If you have any problems, call me. 416-505-1952. Rick, Digital Construction. Thank you.